or even if that team hides them, they're like, look, we'll take care of you next year. Don't worry about it. I think it will. I think the NCAA has a problem of brewing if this continues to happen.
They absolutely
without
have a
problem.
Doubt. Now all of a sudden the economic landscape has shifted.
No
there is
question.
More of a demand for elite players, and if the G League can pay more than Duke can, well, sorry, Duke, you
absolutely
might not be able to get stars.
Nobody pays more than Duke.
Nobody.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, San Francisco. Sorry, Book, our hour is up.
It's done?
Yeah. We can't provide any more therapy for you. I mean, that's it.
The roasting was fun. I really enjoyed it.
See the receptionist on the way out. Schedule another appointment.
Nice.
I thought you meant the receptionist was going to roast me on the way out.
Yeah, but now you're part
you
of the family.
For me?
You called
in,
that an
the
hour?
Beef line got you a couple times.
No, that was fun.
It's all in good fun.
Yes.
We appreciate it. Thanks. Have yourself a great weekend.
Yes,
happy
sir.
Easter to you and the family.
Happy Easter. Yes, sir.
If
happy
there are any
Easter,
more Azubuki autographed jerseys hanging around, we could definitely figure out a way to do something awesome with that on the show.
Well, good luck to you, your brother from another mother in the Final Four, Udoka Azubuke, the big fella for Kansas. He'll be out there on the floor.
I'm tired.
We may be distant cousins. I don't know what's going on there. No one in my family has told me we're related.
That's what you
I'm
all
tired
say.
Of getting those text messages.
People,
you.
Yo, is this
you're
your people?
Tired?
Yeah, I am getting warned.
You're tired.
Hey, is that Kalena's brother playing for Kansas? Like, oh my God. Look, everybody knows Azubuki is like Smith in Africa, right? Because that's what you told
that's
us. Like, it's like Jones.
It's like Smith,
awesome.
Williams.
You guys are all related.
O'Neal.
My goodness.
Ooh.
Wow. We get so many texts and tweets. It's okay, though.
It's great. He's a nice young player.
Yeah.
Really we're going to announce a name for the golden ticket in just a few moments here as we continue with the shenanigans on 95.7 The Game. Don't go anywhere. We're just slowly transitioning as our man goes about his business. Again, thank you very much, Kalena. Have yourself a terrific weekend.
Take care, people.
If you have not registered yet, your name can't be called. So go to the website, 957thegame.com, register, and then check in with us every day at 8 a.m. and check in with D. Bruce every day at 5 p.m. A name's going to be read. That name needs to call us within 9 minutes and 57 seconds. And if that happens, you qualify as a finalist to win not one, but two tickets to every single Warriors home playoff game. Hell of a day today.
Great.
Right? This is a great day. It's Good Friday. Sunny outside. We're coming off two baseball wins. Yeah. Durant got ejected and gave us plenty of fodder to talk about today.
And it doesn't matter because they are locked into the two, Joe. They cannot finish number one. The Warriors cannot possibly finish number three. So now you're truly playing out the string. And if KD needs additional rest coming off the rib injury, he got it last night, only playing half the game. Disappointing to see him get dismissed the way he did, but hopefully you get to a point where in the playoffs he'll have a little bit more self-control and he'll be able to stay on the floor in these games.
Richard really is going to join us at 8:30. We also have an opportunity for you to win $1,000. That'll be at 8:10 and then at 9:10. And then two other programming notes. At 8:45, we've got three copies of MLB The Show to give away. So if you're a baseball head, if you're a video game head, hit us up. You're going to have a chance to win those. Sean Livingston will join the program at 9:15. Before we call the name out, more impressive victory yesterday. The Giants 1-0 razor-thin success over Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers, or the fact that the A's battled back from 4-0, battled back from 5-4, and then took it to extra innings and won in walk-off fashion. Shout out Marcus Semien.
I would say it's the Giants by a small margin because they did something they've never done, which is win 1-0 on opening day. And you beat Clayton Kershaw in his yard, and you did it via the home run. Joe Panik with just his 29th career home run, just his second against a left-hander. It looked like it was going foul. Nobody thought it was going to be a home run. You saw Kershaw kind of laughing on the mound like, I can't believe that just happened. And Panik circles the bases with his head down, humbly realizing that he just went deep off one of the greatest pitchers of all time. And you won 1-0 at Dodger Stadium. Everyone was panicking, worried about the year. To go out and win in that fashion, to me, slightly more impressive than what the A's did.
Your thoughts?
I'm with Dibs on this, but more exciting game was the A's. You know, the way they did that was more exciting. But to hold the Dodgers to zero, goose egg, that's very impressive with your number four guy that's usually in your rotation. You think about what he was able to go head-to-head with one of the arguably the best pitcher in baseball and only allow one and allow zero runs, I mean, through the bullpen and your pitching. It's incredible.
Dude, the Dodgers looked shook yesterday.
Shook.
They didn't look anything like the NL champion. They looked nothing like that yesterday. Chris Taylor was a mess at the plate. You got nothing. I mean, you bring Peterson off the bench late. He gives you nothing against Strickland. You got nothing out of Seager, nothing out of Bellinger. They looked like they were so tired.
Do you think they were just came
no,
in?
No, they looked tired. Everybody looked tired. Kershaw didn't even look good. Right off the bat, the Giants had a couple hits, and then McCutchen hits into the double play. But the reality was, Clayton Kershaw did not look filthy yesterday. He was solid. I'm not trying to say he wasn't any good. He was solid, but he didn't. I've watched him mow the Giants down for like 4 years now. Anytime he pitches at AT&T, I go. Anytime. And I have watched him mow them down. They were putting ducks on the pond yesterday. They just couldn't get him in. Panic with the decisive blow, but Kershaw did not look very good. His velo didn't look like where it needed to be. It's interesting to note because he's heading into this contract year right now, and I'm sure everything's going to be fine, but the Dodgers did not look ready to play baseball yesterday.
Kershaw gave up one run, so let's not go too far down the pier here toward the deep, deep ocean.
No, I will. It's over. Kershaw's done. Mark the tape. It's over. He's a marginal talent.
That's it. So next year.
Oh, shoot. We got to announce a name.
Yeah. I know.
I got so deep into the hot
tub. You're building
that,
it up.
I don't even know what that. You know, it's funny. Yeah. One run.
Are you saying that Lowage?
Yeah. Give him a whistle.
Wow. That's.
Oh, okay.
I didn't expect for you to do that.
I didn't realize Abner Doubleday over here was going to be weighing in on my baseball takes. Shout out Abner Doubleday. We've called his name out like four times today in different conversations. All right, golden ticket time. I got this document somewhere.
Within the jungle, 8 seconds.
Marcos Correa from Santa Clara. Does anyone think I'm reading that incorrectly? You guys looked at it this morning. Okay, Marcos, Marcos Correa, Correa from Santa Clara. You've got 9 minutes and 57 seconds to call us. The number is 888-957-9570. Again, that number is 888-957-9570. Now, here's where it gets interesting. If you don't call us in 9 minutes and 57 seconds, we will call another name. But that will also require a funeral take. Dibs' take will be buried because he said we would go a perfect 12 for 12.
Yes, yes. And if we do go 12 for 12, and right now we are 4 for 4, and Marcos Correa, you're my guy, 9 minutes and 57 seconds and counting to call in. So when he does and we continue the streak, once we get to 12 for 12, my take will hang in the rafters among championship banner takes.
Okay. Right next to your dead one. So okay. It's cool.
No, that's not the way it works, Lo. See, what happens is you bury a take and that goes underground, but when your take is proven correct, it gets exalted and raised like a championship banner. So it doesn't, in fact, lay alongside a dead take. Very much the opposite.
Well, every time I go to different places and I see in the rafters whether they're runner-up AFC championship, that's up there.
That would be the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah.
And that is an embarrassment, but it is a good point.
Yeah. And
it is a good point.
Certain people, when I see them die, their names are still in the lights. We're so sometimes you see them both. So I was just trying to think maybe you're going to have them side by side.
So the Warriors have a banner up of the 15 years where they didn't make the playoffs consecutively next to their NBA championship banner. That makes perfect sense.
If you know Marcos Correa from Santa Clara, holler at him right now.
Come on, Marcos.
Blow that phone up, because if he isn't listening, and we've had a couple guys this week, they've been busy at work. Their phone ignites because number one morning show in the world, billions of people listening worldwide. They flood the phone lines. They tell Marcos Correa, people like him to call. They call us. Now they're finalists. And if that guy ends up winning, he's probably going to take you to at least one game, don't you think?
No doubt.
Don't you think?
Blow it
up.
So
here we go. Marcos Correa from Santa Clara. The clock is ticking. Hit us up. 888-957-9570. More surprising yesterday. More surprising is Dibs is praying right now in the hopes that this take stays alive. Low hoping Marcos Correa doesn't call. Come on, be honest.
No, because it's the morning show. So he already, the takes... We let him come. This has already been dead. So I'm just allowing him to extend this.
Well, this is a second version. We buried one of his golden ticket takes.
Right.
We might have to bury another.
No, it's the morning show.
You're rooting for the people.
Right.
Lo is rooting for the people.
It only looks good for all of us.
Yes. Thank you.
See, here's where it gets interesting. Do I gloat more at the show's success or at Dibs' solo defeat? And I take quite a bit of pride in watching people go down. I'm going to be honest. Playing that music and having a funeral take, it's something personal. I would do it to Lo or Anna or anyone else.
Sure. Exactly.
That's not surprising.
Exactly. Joe versus Lowe versus Dibs. That's what we need to call this.
Marcos Correa from Santa Clara hit us up.
Come on,
Rich
Marcos.
Aurelia is going to join us at 8:30. Sean Livingston in a little over an hour at 9:15. More surprising performance. Ty Block mowing down the Dodgers, which he's done before, or the fact that if you had said yesterday, we're going to need four innings of bullpen help. We're going to go Osich, we're going to go Guerin, we're going to go Watson, and we're going to go Strickland, and it's just going to be perfection, pretty much. What was more surprising to you?
The bullpen, for
really?
Me. Yeah, because you know Ty Block was good, and he was virtually unhittable, but he's been good against the Dodgers before, and that's why Boach gave him the ball on opening day. The fact that you went with those four relievers... And you were right, Joe. Hunter Strickland was the guy who came in and closed. He was very effective. He's going to remain the closer. But I was impressed at the four-inning performance.
You know what? We hadn't mentioned that today. That's a take that can go up in the rafters. Not only calling Hunter Strickland, calling that he performed well.
It's really not rafter.
Put it in the rafters.
Ooh, you said a reliever could be the closer. You had a 1-in-6 chance. I wouldn't even play the bacon for that.
I wouldn't
sizzle.
Even give me that much. I think you could give me like a 1-in-2 chance.
Pretty
it was
much.
Really him versus Dyson.
That's it.
Anytime someone, what about Watson? He's the setup man. Okay, so it's really a coin flip here. Coin flip takes. Warriors first round playoff tickets go on sale April 4th at 2 p.m. Get pre-sale access to Warriors playoff tickets before they go on sale by signing up for the Warriors Insider email. Become a Warriors Insider today at warriors.com. It's now time for the 12K per day national cash contest. Here's your chance to win $1,000. Text the code word AGREE to 72881. As in something this show never does, AGREE to 72881. Message and data rates apply. Marcos Correa, are you going to call or are we going to have a funeral take before Rich Aurelia? Find out next on 95.7 The Game.
Rachel.
Yes, Blaine?
You need to know something. I'm not who you think I am.
Oh, wait, what? Of course you are. You're my hero.
No, listen to me. I'm not a hero. I'm not a cop.
What?
I'm a robot.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, this internet doesn't really work.
I know, right?
You need high speed for your movie thing, man.
I'm not a cop.
What?
I'm a robotics professor. I just wanted you to think I was cool.
Oh, Blaine.
It's Barry, actually. I'm a professor named Barry.
What?
Oh, I did not see that coming.
Switch to AT&T and get high-speed internet with over 99% reliability. $30 per month with a qualifying bundle and 12-month agreement. No extra monthly fees. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Price for high-speed internet plans up to 50 megabits. Requires maintaining bundle with TV, home phone, or wireless on one bill. New approved residential customers only. Up to $180 early termination fee. Up to $99 installation or activation fee and data overage charges apply. Reliability claim based on U-verse internet service. Geographic service restrictions and other conditions apply. See att.com/internet for details.
Spring is in the air, and so are big savings now at Toyota. Come in today and get 0% financing plus $500 cash back on the ready-for-anything RAV4 or RAV4 Hybrid. Both come standard with Toyota Safety Sense and 2 years no-cost maintenance. It's the perfect way to make this spring your most adventurous ever and save money while doing it. Ready, set, go get your Toyota today. APR offers available through TFS to well-qualified buyers with premium-rated credit. Cash back is available through TMS, must be applied to transaction, and cannot be combined with other offers. Offer ends 4/2/18. Toyota, let's go places.
A cure for hepatitis C, breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, 125,000 here in California, enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit goboldly.com.
Many hardworking families struggle to save a down payment to purchase a vehicle. Paul Blanco's Good Car Company can help by deferring a portion of your down payment.
We lived check to check and gave up trying to replace our old minivan. Paul Blanco's Good Car Company sold us a 2-year-old Toyota van and deferred our down payment. My wife loved the rate and the low monthly payment. Thanks, Paul Blanco.
Paul Blanco's Good Car Company. Let the lenders compete to approve you. Get approved at paulblanco.com.
On approved credit.
It's time to celebrate spring during Mancini Sleep World's Best Buys Mattress Sale. Daylight savings is here, and it's the perfect time to rotate or replace your mattress. If it's time to replace, then rest easy because all of us at Mancini's are ready to offer huge savings on top brand quality mattresses. It gets even better with free delivery and no interest for up to 48 months. Hurry into one of our 33 stores and get a great night's sleep at the lowest possible price. Mancini Sleep World, visit sleepworld.com and start sleeping better tonight.
Hello, I'm Fletcher Jones Jr. Our family announces the newest jewel in the crown, Audi Fremont.
Audi Fremont's new service center is open and ready for business. We're providing complimentary car washes, new Audi loaner vehicles, and factory-authorized technicians to handle all of your service needs. With our convenient pickup and delivery and competitive pricing, Audi Fremont is ready to welcome you today. Make an appointment online at AudiFremont.com or visit our service center at Bosell Road in the Fremont Auto Mall. The new Audi Fremont. Experience the Fletcher Jones difference.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now, 800-379-6450. That's 800-379-6450. Uncle Sam has the power to take everything you own. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-379-6450. When you call the Tax Support Group, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. This free call could help you today. 800-379-6450. That's 800-379-6450. 800-379-6450. 1-800-379-6450.
The only thing more interesting than what you've heard is what you haven't. Curious? Watch L. Ron Hubbard in his own voice Sunday at 8 on DirecTV Channel 320 or go to Scientology.tv.
95.7 The Game. Trending now.
What an opening day. I'm Anna Kagadagi's tie block, and the Giants bullpen shut down the Dodgers in a 1-0 victory in L.A. Joe Panik went yard on Clayton Kershaw, handing him his first opening day loss. Bruce Bochy says Hunter Strickland will serve as the team's closer. The great Dusty Baker will join the afternoon delight at 1:15. The A's start the season with an order of pie. Marcus Semien with the walk-off in the 11th for a 6-5 win over the Angels. Back-to-back homers from Chris Davis and Matt Olson. Series continues. Sean Manaea on the Hill. Dugout Show 6:15. First pitch 7:05 here on 95.7 The Game. And Tim Hudson will talk about the 50th anniversary with Damon today at 3:15. Kevin Durant and Draymond returned, but KD with the early exit.
Dribble drive by Cook. Pull up from 15. Off the front rim. Technical foul on Durant. He's got to be careful. He is to has just been tossed.
Warriors fall to the Bucks 116-107. Brought to you by Bay Area Hooters. Come into your favorite Bay Area Hooters and check out their new smoked wings. All of the flavor, about half the calories. Campbell, Dublin, San Bruno, and Roner Park.
1, 2, 3,
hook! Joe Lowendibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, the streak is over. If what? You're still listening, we are calling another name for the golden ticket because... let me make sure I have this right. Marcos Correa from Santa Clara did not call back within 9 minutes and 57 seconds. Now, for those of you who are interested in a funeral for Dibs' take, that will be coming up in just a moment.
This is bittersweet.
But we need to announce another name. Now, if this individual doesn't call, whew, we got problems as a show. We got problems as a show. So name number two. Can we do a drum roll, please?
I guess we could if we have to.
Jarvis Whitfield from Oakland.
Oh, Jar.
Jarvis Whitfield from Oakland, you're on the clock. You've got 9 minutes and 57 seconds to pick up where Marcos Correa left off. You hit us up, 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. Hit us up within 9 minutes and 57 seconds, and you will become a finalist for the golden ticket, which is not one but two tickets to every single Warriors home playoff game.
Great, big whoop. Great, Jarvis.
Jarvis Whitfield from Oakland.
Man.
Oakland also number one in the BayStar Power Rankings. We will release our updated version like we do every Monday at 8:45. So would what do you like want to talk about, guys? Here, or should I take him?
Hey, how about
I think
that
it's
opening
best for
day?
You?
No, yeah. Are we? Wait.
I think so.
We'll get to opening day, but first.
No!
Dearly beloved, Mr. Dan Dibley, you've tried not once,
Mother,
but twice. You went from thinking your hot take would be hung in the rafters with care in hope that next year would soon be there. But what's our wondering eyes should appear, but your hot takes stink and they're no longer here. You're dead, son. You're dead. You're not coming back.
No.
That's two hot takes down.
Rest in peace.
Wow.
There goes that banner.
We need a whiteboard in here to keep score because Lowe's had three funerals. Dibs now has two funerals.
Call it a comeback.
Yeah, you've been here for years. Three, in fact. Three longest years of my career. Maybe if you would come with an actual hot take, Joe, you could actually have one be put at risk.
Sure. I've been known to just play it right down the middle in the amount of time since I've been here. Yeah, no controversy from me.
Nope.
No buzz in the community.
Nope.
No nothing.
No.
Just a whole lot of milk toast opinions
chicken
in which everyone,
toast.
I kind of like them, but I kind of don't. Yeah, that's how it's been.
Get off the fence, Fortenbaugh. Take a stand for one. Jeez.
Shout out Matt Olson and Chris Davis with home runs yesterday. Davis, Olson, and Chapman. I said they'd hit 100 this year. That was my take for the baseball season. Good pace. Dibs, you also had a baseball take on terms of home runs, and that's off to a good start, too.
Great. Yeah, great.
I'm trying to build you back up a little bit.
Yeah, it's nice. I said the Yankees would break the record for most homers in a season, and they hit like 11 yesterday. So it's baseball and the home run now. It's like, you don't even get excited anymore. The home run now is what the base hit used to be. Oh, nice little base hit. Now it's, oh, home run. No big deal. Happens all the time.
We have evidence now that the balls are juiced. Verlander was talking about it. They did an X-ray of one of the balls, and they showed you what was going on. Does anyone care?
No.
Honestly, does anyone care that the balls are juiced? The fact that baseball took measures to alter the game in a way so that they could produce more home runs because they remember from the late 90s and early 2000s, that's what brings people to the park. Everyone had a big problem with steroids, performance-enhancing drugs, players doing something to alter their performance to give them an edge. While this is obviously universal across the board, the game has changed.
Yes, it
has. This is not how the game was played back in the day. Do you have a problem with the balls being juiced?
Absolutely. I have a major
I have a major
problem with it because you're going to get to a point where the record book is going to be violated yet again because of something that was done from the outside to change the nature of the game. You saw it, the first pitch of the entire season swinging a home run. You're seeing the ball fly at an extraordinarily large rate. It's all about launch angle, yes, and all that. But you see like the Pujols home run against the A's. That thing was just a nice turn on the inside pitch. He hit it about 460. You don't need the ball to fly as far as it does. The players are bigger. The players are better. Let their natural ability lead them to home runs. You don't need to juice the ball and play with a golf ball out there. It's a joke.
Excitement. It's for excitement, Joe. You saw it yesterday. The A's, you know, you're not going out. It was a scratch, a dog fight. You want to see the home run. You want to see the long ball. Everyone digs it. You go to the park and you want to be entertained. And great defense and low scoring games, it's not necessarily entertainment. It doesn't, people aren't entertained as much.
I just think that the pitchers in the long run are the ones that are going to have the biggest issue. And when you have games like Ty Block yesterday shutting down, you know, the Dodgers and the bullpen shutting down Dodgers, just goes to show you how impressive it is now when you can shut down teams.
How do you handle pitchers in this era? Say they started juicing the ball last year, 2 years ago, whenever the official date was. Say we go with the juice ball for 10 years and then all of a sudden someone makes a decision to make a change. So we have this 10-year window of juice ball baseball. How would you handle the pitchers who pitch in this era? They're clearly operating at a disadvantage. Mm-hmm. I mean, the panic home run yesterday, let's be honest. Do we have the call of that? Matt Viscursian is one of the best in the business. This is the national ESPN team on this call. This is their first game of the year, so you know they're dialed in. Does this sound like your traditional home run call?
Panic with a high drive angling toward foul territory. And that's a fair ball and gone.
Wow.
Joe Panic takes Clayton Kershaw deep. Joe Panic, he of 29 career home runs. And before that swing, only two against a left-handed pitcher. You talk about an unlikely power source in this situation.
perhaps that's what was so surprising, that it was Joe Panic of all people to break through and serve as the only run of the game. But Vasgersian didn't exactly think as that ball's trajectory was flying, watch it fly,
yeah,
wasn't coming out of his mouth. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that thing was kind of like, yeah, you know, it's out there and it was, oh, it's gone. It's gone. Ooh, we have a home run.
It's a lazy fly ball to right. And granted, at Dodger Stadium, that short porch is only like 315 and it's a super low wall down there. It was a nice high towering foul ball, basically, that kept climbing and climbing and stayed fair and it was gone. And yeah, that home run is maybe the anomaly to some of the other bombs that were hit. You have a guy like Giancarlo Stanton. Do we really need to throw him a souped-up golf ball-style baseball for him to hit a home runs? You don't. It's the other players who are going to hit 25 and 30 home runs with this juice ball. That's going to really corrupt the stats for baseball.
If Stanton goes out this season and hits the exact same amount of home runs that Bonds hit the year he broke the record, so they're tied, which would you consider more impressive?
For me, it would be Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds, for the way that they approached him and for the lack of opportunity he had based on the walks he received and the lineup protection that Stanton's going to have. If Stanton hits any less than 60 home runs, it's going to be a disappointment by some.
What's more advantageous for the hitter? Having a juiced ball that's going to take routine pop-outs and possibly push it over the fence, or taking PEDs? You still need to have a great swing. I was taking notes on this last night to try to figure out a way in which we could create a segment out of it, because everyone loves the home run, but the ball is so juiced right now. I mean, yesterday, Ian Happ, first pitch of the baseball season, they go yard. You got a nobody for the White Sox who hit three home runs yesterday. Fourth time in MLB history that we've had a player hit three home runs in a single game on opening day. I'm trying to wrap my head around it. Like, Bonds is just ostracized for what he did, and I guess the thought process is that he gave himself an advantage over the competition, but who wasn't using bat then?
Right.
It's like, how do you point out the guys who were and who were not trying to gain an edge?
It's very hard, Joe, because so many guys are using it, but why didn't all those guys hit 70-plus? I think the biggest difference is that the juice ball, everybody's using it. We can't say we think there may be, there should be. This is universal. So I think that's the biggest difference. Does it make it right? No. But I think this is to make it exciting, and it's what people want. They want to see the long ball, and they want to see high-scoring games and, you know, a lot of runs and hit in and home runs. No question.
If this is what baseball is going to use moving forward, say the juice ball is here to stay. Say this is the way they're going to go about doing it. What do you do if you're the Giants? You have created a park that at one point, the park was a huge advantage for them, just in terms of bringing people there. It's such a great spot to watch a ball game, whether the team's good or bad. But again, this conversation keeps coming up. If you're going to be playing in the juice ball era, I mean, you're the only team that's not going to be knocking them out on a regular basis. I guess maybe the situation normalizes itself because as opponents come in, they're facing the same restrictions you are, but the park could end up hurting them, could it not?
I guess, in that you have to play there 81 times and you want to hit more home runs, certainly, because other teams are doing it. But you mentioned the edge that they have, pitching and defense. If your pitching is as good as it should be, and let's say Bumgarner comes back in July and he's healthy, and Samardzija comes back May 1st and he's healthy, your pitching and defense is still your big edge on your rivals. It's not your power hitting. So your ballpark can help you in that way. If the power surge continues in baseball, as you mentioned, 10 years, let's say, of juiced ball, and the Giants trying to find a way to keep pace, then at that point, moving forward, maybe you do something about right center field. But from a ballpark standpoint, there's not many changes you can make. You can't move the fence in right field. It's already short enough, and it's got the high wall from McCovey Cove. You'd have to do something about right center and Triples Alley, but at what point does it affect the aesthetics and the viewer appreciation part?
Will in Marin, thanks for calling the program. Will, your thoughts on the Giants and Bochy yesterday?
Yeah, I thought that it was a great service what Bruce Bochy did for his bullpen. Ty Block easily could have went in the sixth. He only had thrown 81 pitches at the time, and he was dialed in, as we all know. But I thought it was great. He put his bullpen under pressure right away out of the gate in hostile territory. And that's been their weak point. He instilled confidence in them. They do have a lot of, you know, question marks still. This isn't going to be a perfect team. But if anything, he instilled confidence in his players. It, you know, Cody Garen didn't blink when he had an issue. You know, He instilled some confidence into Strickland after, you know, realizing that a single's not the end of the world. He got through it. And Osich looked absolutely amazing out there. So I think, you know, it looked really good, and I'll take the start. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Great call, Will. Great call. I mean, you had elite-level frontline pitching. You had elite bullpen performances, and you got the one run you needed to get in a game against Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers. Take it 10 times out of 10. Who's the guy who called this yesterday with the hot take that said the Giants would sweep the Dodgers this weekend? Still in play.
Yeah.
That take's still in play.
That one could end up in the rafters, unlike my takes, which sadly now I've got my own little plot at the mortuary for all my dead takes. Lo and I are accounting for about, 100% right now of dead takes.
Yeah, but right now you've been doing it. So that's mine's been a couple days.
Yeah, you still got 60%. It's 60-40.
No, I'm just saying yours has been most recent. So mine, nothing's
that's true.
Dead. That's all.
But we don't want the people to suffer from recency bias. They do need to remember that you have quantity. Yes. Perhaps he has quality. Quality of dead takes.
The Neil plot in the cemetery is still larger than that of the Dibber.
We have some very interesting news. Jarvis Whitfield from Oakland did not call in.
Ooh.
We went 0-2 this morning.
What?
0-2.
Barry.
Marcos Correa from Santa Clara was our first golden ticket opportunist. Didn't call.
What the heck's
going on? And Jarvis Whitfield from Oakland got chance number two. Didn't call in. 10 minutes of the 9:57 is up.
You know what I blame? I blame Good Friday.
We're going to go ahead and bury your take again.
Thank you.
We're going to rebury it?
Yeah.
You jinxed us.
Whoa. Time out.
What'd you say?
Time out.
One more time.
You're a mush.
Whoa! That was not by design.
That was not.
Is that a word?
Dearly beloved, Dan Dibley, the mush. Remember him for what he was, not what he is.
Nice.
Anna Kagan.
Rest in peace.
We're just going to keep digging it up and then reburying it. Do you realize how unsanitary that is?
Yeah, we're stamp card.
We're grave robbing. We went back there to see if you had anything in the take. There's nothing worth stealing, so we had to bury the take again.
We got three.
I'm telling you, you need a stamp card.
Tied now. We're tied now.
We're tied now.
All right, let's pivot. We've got copies of MLB The Show 18, the new video game, to give away in about 13 minutes. But right now, former Giants all-star shortstop. You can catch him on NBC Sports Bay Area, Giant pre and post. Rich Aurelia joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Rich, just like they drew it up, huh? Game one in the books. We all saw it coming like that.
Absolutely. Ty Block just dominating for five innings. We all saw that one coming, huh? But
lockdown bullpen, Strickland in the ninth.
And they crushed Kershaw. They knocked him around the yard a little bit, man. Hey, listen, if you can get a win on opening day against a guy who you never beat with your, basically number five starter starting opening day, you got to take it. I don't care how you scratch, claw, whatever to get that run. And, a lot of the credit should go to the bullpen, too, because they shut down a pretty good offense down the stretch there. So, all in all, it was a nice first day for the Giants.
Without a doubt. And you mentioned the bullpen, and Greg Papa is a big fan of the core four. Of course, we all were, going back to the World Series run. Is there a chance that this Giants pen could maybe hit on the same sort of thing with a core four, looking particularly at Watson and Guerin, what he did, Osich, and now Strickland as the closer for now?
Well, you'd like to think so. I mean, of course, losing your closer right out of the gate, Melanson, hurts a little bit. And, I don't know if, he may not still be fully comfortable or recovered from the surgery. We don't know that for sure. But what I saw yesterday was those guys coming out of the 10. I know Osich got in a little bit of trouble, but listen, he didn't give up a run all spring. And I think, no fault of his own for the past few years or anything, but sometimes when you just bring in a different voice, for a guy to bounce things off of, it may make a difference. And, he's had a great spring. And then I like what I saw out of Strickland this spring, and I loved what I saw last night because, he's kind of refined that slider a little bit. And I think for a guy that throws 97, 98 miles an hour, if you throw it down the middle of the plate, anybody can hit that in the big leagues. But you need a little wrinkle in there. So now he's got the little split. He's got the slider, which looks way improved. hopefully they can skate through here for the next couple of weeks with him closing, and just play solid baseball. I mean, I like the way the bullpen pitched last night, and you know, who knows? I mean, you're looking for somebody to emerge from that group to take a step forward and make a name for themselves.
Rich, like you alluded to earlier, you went to Dorner your fifth or fourth starter in the rotation. What was Bochy's thought process to make this decision?
Well, to start Ty Block, I think that you go back to the last couple of years. I mean, I think Ty Block has always pitched well against the Dodgers. I think he's beaten Kershaw a couple times in the past, and he usually hits Kershaw pretty good at the plate. But I think a lot of it was based off of who he felt like he could trust to give him five solid innings coming out of the gate, and a guy that had previous success against those guys. And, you know, and Ty Block showed that. The only time that I get nervous with Ty is when he leaves a ball up in the zone. And by up in the zone, I mean like thigh or belt high. I mean, when he gets the ball down at the knees, it moves more. He's got good stuff. He gets guys out. But when it gets up in the zone a little bit and he elevates it, that's when those, you know, those line drive swings come around and he can get hit a little bit. But I think the organization and Boch knows that. They know that, you know, he could have three great starts and then he may have one that's not so great. But they know what they have in Ty Block, and I think that was part of why he started opening day.
Rich Aurelia joining Joe Lowe and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. What do you think about this power surge that's taking place all over Major League Baseball? The balls are juiced. There's documentation of that now. People are kicking it around. We were wondering whether or not that's a good thing or a bad thing for the game. Having played it, but playing it in a different era, what do you think about the idea of the juiced ball?
I don't know. I don't think I'm close enough to it to, you know, pick up a ball every day and see if there's a difference, if they're harder, if they're smaller. But you know what? This game, everything goes in cycles. I mean, you know, there have been eras where there's, you know, dead ball, and then there have been eras where there's a lot of home runs, and then they change it again or do something where there's less home runs. I mean, now we're just in a phase where guys are bigger, they're stronger, the pitchers are throwing harder, and just the pure physics of it makes sense to me. I mean, I'd like to do a comparison to bat speed, the speed of a swing now, as opposed to like sometime in the mid 80s or something where, you know, guys weren't really working out yet. It wasn't a 12 month a year kind of gig like it is now. So I think it's all relative to the strength and the conditioning of the players, the change in equipment, the bats are probably a little bit harder. Pitchers throw harder. I mean, it's like a perfect storm for a power surge right now.
Plus the analytics of launch angle and all the other breakdowns of exit velocity and all that other stuff. I think I agree with you, Rich. Rich Aurelia here on 95.7 The Game. So looking at the Giants and a team that's really not built for this power era, do they need to make adjustments going forward with how they construct the team, or is it change the ballpark around, or just continue to do what's made you successful?
No, I think continue to do what makes you successful. Listen, in any given year, good pitching is always going to be good hitting. And if they get some more Jim Bumgarner back and they can pitch up to their capabilities, listen, we know Bum's going to be out for a while. But if they get some more back and they could stay close until the break, stay within striking distance, you know, then you could see what you need or what you may need to go out and get. But I like the way this offense is built right now, because you don't have a ton of thumpers, but you got a lot of guys that can drive in some runs. And, and we saw last night, I mean, they got on base a lot. They didn't score a lot because they were facing probably the best pitcher in the game. But, they got guys on base. And I think that's just going to, you know, continue to happen throughout the year. It's a tough lineup, 1-8, to get through, without any stress on the opposing side.
The great Rich Aurelia with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Rich, we appreciate your time as always. Have a terrific weekend. We'll catch up with you again soon.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
What do you think Aurelia was doing right now?
Probably golfing.
You got that right.
You can hear that wind, and you know that between shots, he can squeeze it in. If I had $10 for every interview I've done on a golf course, I would have thousands of dollars. Because, you know, you set these things up. You know, Boise wants you this afternoon at 11:30. It's like, I got a 10:15 tee time. Well, I'll squeeze it in on a par five, hopefully. You hit your drive and you know, tell your playing partners, go ahead. Matt Steinmetz is the king of that, by the way.
I've done a couple of conference calls where you can just put it on mute. So I've been walking courses where I would go up and you know the guy that's on the other end is just going to keep going. You know he's in one of those roles. So you can just, and then you hit mute, you drop it, you swing, ooh, get right, nice. Pick up the phone, just listen as you walk your way up. Right before you hit your iron approach, yep, I agree. put the mute back on and knock it within 5 feet.
Oh, yeah.
Did anyone see this story? I want to touch on this for a second. Then I want to give away video games. And then I want to talk about what the A's did, to be honest. And Melanson. I got to get to that as well. This story about the Chicago Blackhawks goaltender last night.
I was just looking at that, as a matter of fact, and thinking how we could bring that into the program.
So this dude, Scott Foster, he's 36 years old. He's an accountant. He's not an NHL player. He's one of a handful of guys who staff Blackhawk games in the event of an emergency. He's played college hockey. He's a goaltender, but he doesn't play in the NHL. He's just there in case there's an unbelievable series of events that lead to both goaltenders being hurt. That happened last night.
Wow.
Last night, the Blackhawks had a lead. Anton Forsberg went down. Colin Delia went down. They were playing Winnipeg. They were up. They end up winning 6-2. He came in for what I believe was 14 minutes. He faced 7 shots. He stopped all of them. And afterwards, he's named one of the 3 stars of the game.
Yeah.
So he gets to skate out there in the spotlight, and then he's meeting with the media, and he's answering questions, and he's wearing his Blackhawks hat, and he's going to go home, go to bed, and then go be an accountant today. Like, today he's back in Chicago just being an accountant.
That's incredible. Freaking awesome.
Yeah, and I was thinking the same thing, Joe. Like, if you had a chance to do any sport in this fashion, if you could be a guy, and it's hard for you to answer, Lo, because you live the dream as a professional athlete, and, you know, you had an opportunity to have a 16-year career, but for the rest of us, if there was one situation where you could be injected in that sort of way, which one would you want it to be?
It would never be football, because if I get hit, I'm dead. Let's call it what it is. It's not a Disney story like this guy. If I end up in a football game and Ray Lewis puts a body on me, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's going to be the end.
Haley comes out of retirement just to get a piece of you.
Charles tried to kill me in regular life on Radio Row a couple years ago. Now, shout out Charles Haley. It was my fault. I was probably making some wisecracks I shouldn't have been making, but he was close to cutting me. That's a story for another day.
So no way football, even though
what would I do? Like, say I get a chance to come off the
quarterback.
Bench. If I get hit once, coach, do you think I'm going to want to do it? Oh, I come home to a party with everybody. Yeah, I got to get drilled by Khalil Mack. It was awesome. No, I'd be hurt. No, I wouldn't want that.
Take me through it.
He's dead.
If, like, I could come off the bench in the fourth for the Warriors and jack up a 3, that'd be okay. I'm not going to get hurt. I can make my way up and down the court. It won't look good, right, but I can do it. Like, I can do that. Gotcha. And if I get a look, you know, don't take all of them, Steph. Kick your boy one.
But you're better in football, so I would make you play.
No. No football, no hockey, because I can't skate well.
I like it.
Baseball would be pointless, because I'd go up there terrified of what the pitcher's throwing at me. Like, I was a decent baseball player, but I never faced Aroldis Chapman-type speed. Did you see the picture on the internet of the dude who took a Chapman fastball in the rib cage?
It's
he took
fine.
A picture of his body.
It's just a flesh wound.
It looked like a black hole in space. Oh, it looked like a swirling series of galaxies being sucked into a black hole. It looked 3D. That bruise was so bad.
Yeah.
I'm not taking that. So I don't want to play baseball.
What's crazy about those bruises, I got shout out Danny Granieri, who hit me with a golf ball. I was kind of picking on this kid. He's about 8 years younger than me. I was teasing him, made him cry. Picks up a golf ball with an aluminum bat like he's going to hit it at me. And I'm, of course, like, go ahead. Throws it up. He hits it. One hop, crusher, hits me right in the thigh. And now all of a sudden I'm down. And he's laughing and I'm the one crying. But the bruise.
That's what you get.
The bruise, white in the middle.
Listen to this guy.
But all blue on the outside. Kind of like that black hole bruise.
Oh, my God. It was so scary looking.
The impact mark itself doesn't bruise you, but it's everything around it. It's the ripple effect.
I'm convinced that if I stood in and faced a pitcher with a really nice curveball, that when that ball would be coming at me, I'd be so terrified I'm going to get hit in the head, I would bail out, and you would just watch it curve right into the strike zone for a strike. It'd be that humiliating. Like, I'd bail out, because I don't think I could stand in there.
I took batting practice at AT&T off of Bill Lasky, former Giant pitcher, and he was kind of messing with me because I may have been talking trash on the radio about how I was going to take him deep.
Noticing a pattern in these stories.
But yeah.
Yes.
How long have you known me now?
Fat mouth getting you in quite a bit of trouble.
Fat mouth.
So Lasky brushes me back with, like, you know, 70 miles an hour. It looked like 90 to me. Next pitch, he throws a curve, and it starts right at my face. And like you say, Joe, I was out of there so quick.
Oh, my God.
Rah!
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, facing big league pitching, that's exactly what they do.
Yeah, I'd hate that, too.
Come at you on the inside, so now you're just terrified. I would never be able to have a chance chance if you brush, even got close to brushing me back. Next one, you throw that curve, I'm bailing out. Now I'm shook. I probably evacuated bowels, so I'm standing up there uncomfortable. And, you know, from there, it's just going to be a matter of how long he wants to toy with me. Maybe paint the outside corner and miss by a little bit to prolong.
Yeah.
Maybe build my confidence back up and then brush me back again. I don't know, but that ain't happening.
But I'd like to further this conversation a little bit. So this guy, does he practice with the team, or is he just a reserve guy?
I think he practices on his own. He's in charge of making sure. Here's what the article says. Like, Foster is part of a crew of recreational goaltenders who staff Chicago's home games in case of emergencies for either team. But it usually just means a nice dinner and a night in the press box watching the world's best players complete at hockey's highest level. So I would imagine that you come, you're hanging out, and in the event the first guy goes down, you head down to the locker room,
get your pads on,
you get loose, and then you go hang out on the bench all the way down at the side where the backup is. And should another injury occur, you get in the game. But apparently, this is a group of guys who could work for either team. So he could come in for the other team. So apparently, you're not going to take these guys on the road with you. Just, you know, different cities are going to be in charge of staffing backups.
It's like a player pool, essentially. It's kind of like being the third quarterback, where...
But the third player is, you know, at least he's still at practice. He's
going that guy's, you know, he's not on the 46-man roster, right. But he's on the 53.
And is he getting paid?
This guy gets paid. Yeah, he signs a contract and he gets paid. He gets paid something. He also gets dinner. Probably gets to keep his gear. I'd be walking out with it. I would be looting that place blind.
Yo.
I take Jonathan Toews' jersey. I take Patrick Kane's jersey. I take everyone's draws. It's all going up on eBay afterwards.
Gross.
I'm selling everything. I'm selling that whole locker room. I'm not leaving either. You're not going to get me out of there. You know, it's time to go home. For what? To go to my accounting office tomorrow?
Right.
I'm taking everything.
He's got to be so fired up at work. Everyone's just talking to him. I mean, you know what that'd be like?
I would have gone to work. I mean, would you have gone to work the next day?
No.
Just to gloat. You'd be gloating. Go in there with your jersey still on.
Every news
pads
station.
Mask on.
Oh, you wouldn't know how to act.
Goalie paddle in hand.
I'd be out drinking. I'd be celebrating like I just won the cup. I'd have a one-man parade. I'd have my wife drive a car really slow down Michigan Avenue, and I'd just sit on the roof of it. Just sit on the roof of the car holding up my jersey.
So you wouldn't have somebody who's like a hardcore fan if they can play for both teams. All of a sudden, like, oh, I'm gonna let one slide by me, because you're thinking maybe it's because you want to show how good you are. But
interesting point. I don't think these guys are probably vetted to a point where it's like, look, it's unlikely you get in, but if you do, are you really going to be a clown to help the Blackhawks out?
No.
Like, do you want to go out there and humiliate yourself on TV to get one regular season win for a somewhat lousy Blackhawk team? Like, that could be a great story, but you look kind of like a buffoon. Like, these guys,
they want to play.
I think they have enough pride in the game and enough pride in themselves, but that's an excellent point. I mean, it does feel like there are a lot of potential pitfalls with this plan that
playoffs.
The NHL's come up with.
If something happens, if they're in a playoff game or something, this is crazy.
I don't think that happens in the playoffs. I think in the playoffs, you'd probably have to go to just another player to put on hockey pads.
That's it, for sure. In a game like this, you have an emergency goalie, and you bring the guy down, and he's your backup, and then you have another guy get hurt. He's out there trying to live his dream. You can rely on human nature that he's not going to try to fool around and pull some hijinks out there.
Let's give away some video games. We have 3 copies of MLB The Show 18 for PlayStation. Your team, your rivals, your buddies, your hometown. MLB The Show 18 is for baseball fans just like you. If you're in a rush, you can actually knock off a game in just 15 minutes thanks to some really cool new features, which is absolutely insane to think about. And it just goes to show how far this franchise has really come. The best baseball video game on the market, bar none. We've actually already had some very spicy inter-office showdowns via the internet and a couple home run derbies thanks to that sneak peek that our friends at PlayStation hooked us up with recently. So, 3 copies of MLB The Show 18, the best in the business, highly addictive, so be very, very careful with it. It'll burn the fingers. Mm. It's so hot. First 3 callers, 888-957-9570. Get at us. 888-957-9570. Your boys want to give you a free video games. Holler at us.
What happens with Dib's hot cold take now since we had the funeral already? No, but honestly.
I'm sure this sounds like it's probably a fair question.
No, that's a perfect segue.
You're sitting up in your chair.
This
you seem very
Do we now
zeroed in?
So we already did the 2. So what happens? Do we got to put someone in this drawing today? That's my question. I wasn't being serious.
This is one of those, like, had you attended any of the meetings or read any of the emails or done any of the other things, you would be well aware of the fact that we call 2 and then we have to move on. There's only 2 names called.
Yeah, sadly, much like this topic, we have to move on.
Welcome to Mornings with Joe Lowe and Dibs. It's great to have you on the team.
Yeah, don't miss today's meeting.
He played 16 years in the NFL. Lorenzo Neal joining us here on 95.7 The Game.
So, guys,
here's an interesting question. I don't think anyone's thought of this. If the second person doesn't call, what happens?
Huh.
Man, if only they had a bunch of staff meetings and emails and documentation and stuff literally right in front of me right now with how it plays out. If only we had thought of that.
Here is Anna Kagarakis to pile on. Anna?
Yeah, I can't.
Oh, God. Oh. This is such an easy one, too. It's tailor-made for you. And you give them death of all things. You'd rather be down in the sewer.
So terrible.
Oh, my God. So it's a real opportunity there for you.
Good Friday.
It wasn't good Friday 30 minutes ago when you were calling me a mush.
Oh, you deserved it.
Yeah, because you piled on. It's a perfect chance for you to gravy train.
Selective religious beliefs.
I got to have my buttons.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, amen. I'll pray for both of you.
I think it's safe to say that we're all rooting for his parking meter to expire and him to get that ticket today.
Oh, yeah. Let's stretch this baby out.
Let's just go ahead and be honest.
That's so rude.
How so?
Let me tell you how so.
It's 75
bucks
rules,
for me to pay a ticket? That's what you would want?
I want you
that's not cool,
to operate
bro.
Within the constructs of society like the rest of us are asked to.
I put my money in the meter, Joe.
That bloodmobile got no blood that day because you were blocking their zone. And I'm sure there were a few emergencies that could have used some of that blood.
So I moved my truck, though. I got it moved.
Yeah, but the damage had been done.
To all of us. O positive, O negative. A B positive,
literally everyone.
A B negative.
Right, literally everyone.
This is what the caller called in earlier on you know, on the beef line.
On the beef line,
talked about this. Stop the behavior.
Yeah.
It's unacceptable by you.
I couldn't agree with
who's,
you less.
Who's feeling better today? The goaltender in Chicago who got to step in for a few minutes, had seven saves, or our friend Bob Melvin? How do you think Bo Mel's feeling today? Very superstitious, and for years, they had a hell of a streak on opening day where they weren't able to pull off victories. And this was also pre-Bo Mel, but now... I don't know if you can ask for a more energetic win than what happened yesterday at the Coliseum. There's going out and winning 4-3. There's going out there and winning 2-0. You know, all wins are worthy of the same in the box scores and the standings. But you inject that kind of life into a clubhouse that early in the season, you got to figure these dudes are buzzing going into Manaea's start today, right?
Without a doubt.
Like, that's got to carry over to today.
Extra innings, Dibs, and then you get my man to go ahead and do that. It was like... It was awesome. They beat the shift and everything. It was awesome.
And even more importantly, I think they did it in front of a big crowd.
Yeah.
And I think you mentioned 27, 28,000, whatever the number is. For the A's, it's a big crowd. And when the people come out to see your product in Oakland, it's important that, obviously, that you win. You want to win every game. But when you have big crowds, be entertaining. Go for the win. You got to walk off if you were in Oakland. It was a great day at the Coliseum. But those, I think those
down
things are important.
Down 4-0, it is
very
really
important.
Easy to pack it in. It's real easy to pack it in. It's opening day. You're thinking, it's going to be a long season. We're down 4-0. I don't know what's more surprising, coming back not once but twice and then finding a way to close the show late, or the fact that Mike Trout went 0-6.
Right. And the big pull, but you know, the big
get
fella,
out of here, Trout.
The big fella, you know, he still got his home run. He's the old man on the team for the Angels. He still hit his home run, but it was just great.
Pujols?
Yeah.
I've had enough. You know what? That's enough career for one guy. It's enough. You can
shut him down. Let him
go. It's enough career. How much career does one man need?
He still be able to.
Guy's been around since he was playing before I was born. I've had enough.
He wants to get the
38 years we're going on here.
Right.
He's like 20 hits away, I think.
Yeah.
Is that where he's at? Really?
He's next
Shout
up.
Pujols.
He's going to get it.
Yeah, you got to keep playing in that scenario.
No question. But how about the fans yesterday? Tailgating, we called us. During their 6:10.
There's the one lunatic who was tailgating the tailgate.
Right.
He called us from outside the stadium in the dark.
Right.
Which, that's some commitment right there.
Big
no
time.
No question.
If Melanson does not pitch this year, if they have to eventually shut him down, how big of a bust is this going to be on the Giant ledger? Butcher Boy was talking about this yesterday, and a lot of Giant fans before the game started, because once the game started, everyone zeroed in.
Right.
But before the game, when you found out what was going on, Strickland was going to be the closer, Melanson, who knows how long he's going to be out. I mean, look, there are signings that don't work out. Everyone gets it. But then there's the bust label. Would this be the greatest free agent bust in Giant free agency history?
You'd have to look at all of the long litany of free agency deals, but just at the first blush, knowing that he can still opt in for, 23 or
28 $14 million next year and $14 million the following year. If he opts in, which he could do right now, he could probably call Bobby Evans and say, I'm opting in. 2 years, $28 million.
Wow. $28 million. I mean, I'm hard pressed to think of another free agent right now for the San Francisco Giants who would be a bigger bust.
Right. It'd be a very short list that he'd be on, right, Dibs?
Barry Zito is always thrown out because he got 7 years and $126 million and he didn't pitch up to that billing. But spoiler alert, I guess it's not a spoiler because it was 8 years ago, they won the World Series. So you can say what you want about Barry Zito, but he played a role in them winning the World Series.
Same with Aaron Rowan. You look at that deal. Hold on. I wrote a few of these down, and there were a handful that I had come up with that are worthy of talking about. Rowan was 5 years, $60 million. That's a big chunk of change even now. Big chunk of change even now. But back then, it was even bigger. In 4 years, he only played 4 years with the team. The final 2 years, he hit 230.
Oh.
Right? 230. So it was terrible. But he played a role in a World Series. It wasn't huge. And overall, you look back and you're like, probably could have done without it. But when you're on a World Series team, everyone kind of gets a pass, you know? Like, you're never going to look back on any scenario with these Warriors who helped play a role in a championship and have any sort of real, genuine criticism to offer. Because at the end of the day, someone's going to say, yeah, he helped them win the series.
Harrison Barnes is a great example.
Right there. Boom.
You know, Harrison Barnes struggled with his three-point shot and ultimately he was semi-run out of town, but he was a part of a world championship, so he gets a pass. You're right, Joe.
And Matt Cain, he was on there, but he was, you know, he had some good years, but then the last couple, I mean, guy just really...
Coach, he had a perfect game. He struggled at the end, but what he did at the beginning was you know, you just kind of ride off into the sunset.
And he was a homegrown guy, so not quite the same, you know, caliber free agency. I mean, the contract turned out to not be that great. Right. They're still paying him this year, but not a free agent, technically.
It's not the Bobby Bonilla deal. Mets are still paying him. Still. That's going to last for another decade.
When's Bobby Bonilla Day? Is that July 1st every year?
Early July.
He gets his annual check.
It's about 1.9, I think it is, every year.
That's a good day.
From now until the end of Earth. Right. Bonilla is just going to keep cashing in. A hell of a deal by the Mets. Hard to believe they were eventually swindled by Bernie Madoff. Hard to imagine that ended up happening to them when you consider that they're still paying Bobby Bonilla. The last time he played, I think original Bush was in the White House.
OG
Bush. Shout out to OG Bush.
Yeah, and it is July 1st, which I'm sure Anna's going to look it up and say, it's also National Blueberry Cupcake Day and National Pancake Day and National Curb Your Wheels While Parking Day.
Yeah, you're doing a great job.
I'm not going to lie. There's some weird national days today. I was looking it up. I'm like, I'm not even mentioning it.
Go ahead, Anna.
It's Good Friday, so you can't really associate it really with anything else. The name that keeps popping up as well is Armando Benitez. Mm. If anyone remembers that deal. Now, this is in 2004, a closer getting $7 million a year, 3 years, $21 million, 14 years ago. He's coming off a season with the Marlins, who were the Florida Marlins at that time, where he racked up a career-high 47 saves. In just under three seasons with the club, and I say under because they moved on from him, he racked up a grand total of 45 saves. So he puts up a career-high 47. He hits the open market. The Giants sign him 3 years, $21 million. And then in just under 3 years, he gives him 45 saves with ERAs of 4.5, 3.5, and 4.67.
And he famously, after a game, when they were asking him what happened, he said, I did my job. I had actually an Armando Benitez shirt that said, I did my job. With a Benitez 46, I think it was his number on the back.
Wow. Team guy.
What a gas can. Team gas can is what he was.
I did my job.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. Let's talk with Jim Barnett, Joe Lowe and Dibs, 95.7 The Game.
Damon Bruce, weekdays 3 to 7 on 95.7 The Game.
In the worst-kept NBA secret there is, there's absolutely no doubt in my mind. Like, I guarantee it. You're going to look good, and I guarantee it, Quinn Cook on this playoff roster. He is 100% going to be on this playoff roster.
Listen to Damon Bruce every weekday from 3 to 7. The biggest names in the Bay Area. Only on 95.7. The Game.
Hey, San Francisco. Lumber Liquidators end of quarter clearance sales going on now. Choose from the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 50% off. All water-resistant laminate is up to 36% off. Get pre-finished hardwood up to 33% off. More from 39 cents while supplies last. And take an extra 15% off clearance in-store, plus special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators end of quarter clearance sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a San Francisco store near you.
Paul Blanco's Good Car Company helps car buyers who've met with credit misfortune.
I had a bankruptcy, but I have a good job now. Paul Blanco approved me for a Tahoe and delayed my payments for 90 days. Thanks, Paul Blanco.
Paul Blanco's Good Car Company has low prices and low rates, offers down payment assistance, and negotiates with lenders. Don't let bad credit prevent you from getting the car that you deserve. Get approved hassle-free today. Only at paulblanco.com.
U2, the Experience and Innocence Tour 2018, powered by Salesforce, May 7th and 8th, SAP Center. U2, live. General public tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. For complete tour and ticket information, visit U2.com.
Stop dreaming and start driving. Land Rover Marin wants you to live the dream and drive a new Land Rover or Range Rover today. Pricing and payments are at an all-time low during the Land Rover Own the Adventure sales event. Living the dream in Marin. Visit LandRoverMarin.com.